الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we continue with العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ السابق بن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. And it is no secret to you that we were discussing the concept that the Quran is the speech of Allah or the word of Allah. And this is what we believe as Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have other individuals belonging to the group of Muslims who deny that. Can anyone give us a popular name among those who deny the Quran being the speech of Allah?
Mu'tazilites.
The Shia? I don't know about that. The Mu'tazilites, right? We said the Naam. Right, so the Mu'tazilites. Yeah, they said that it's created. The Quran is created, like human beings, planets, you know, the rest of the creation. The Quran is just one of the creation of Allah. And we had been explaining that this is nonsensical. Nonsensical. And we said in the last discussion, a statement that the fact that when we claim that the Quran is created, this opens the door for the people those who believe in pantheism, which is the idea that everything is in Allah and Allah is in everything, and that there's like a single entity, and that entity is Allah and His creation all in one, and there's no separation between the creator and the creation. And we mentioned how illogical that is as a belief system. Then they mentioned وَكُلُّ كَلَامٍ فِي الْوُجُودِ كَلَامُهُ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا نَثْرُ وَنِظَامُهُ. They said every speech in the creation, in the existence, is the speech of Allah. Irrelevant whether it is written in poetry or in prose. It doesn't matter. Once it is words are being said, they claim that these are, everything is Allah's. Meaning there's no distinction between them, because Allah and the creation are one in the same. وهذا اللازم باطل وإذا بطل اللازم بطل الملزوم فهذه ثلاثة أوجه تبطر القول بأنه مخلوق. So these are three different angles with which we refute the concept that the Quran is created. والوجه الرابع, the fourth aspect of this or view or angle, أن نقول إذا جوزتم أن يكون الكلام وهو معنى لا يقوم إلا بمتكلم مخلوقا لازمكم أن تجوزوا أن تكون جميع صفات الله مخلوقة إذ لا فرق. We say to them, if you say that the speech is created, the speech which is like وهو معنى لا يقوم إلا بمتكلم, it is something that does not take place unless there's a speaker. The speech cannot exist on its own without a speaker, like an action, and there must be someone or something doing the action. If it doesn't exist, action cannot take place. There must be a cause for the effect. So this is, you know, logical. So the Shaykh said, if you're going to use this this analogy, then with the same understanding, then you should also say that all of the attributes of Allah are created also. There's no difference. If the speech is created, then also you might as well say that mercy is created, hearing is created, seeing is created, and so on and so forth. فَقُولُوا إِذَنْ سَمْعُهُ مَخْلُوقُ وَبَصَرُ مَخْلُوقُ وَهَكَذَا. Then you must say his hearing is created, his seeing is created, and so on and so forth. Right?
فَإِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّ السَّمْعَ مَعْنَى قَائِمْ بِالسَّمْعِ لَا يَسْمَعُ مِنْهُ وَلَا يَرَى بِخِلَافِ الْكَلَامِ فَإِنَّهُ جَائِزٌ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَخْلُقُ أَصْوَاتًا فِي الْهَوَاءِ فَتُسْمَعُ. If you refuse and you say that the hearing has a meaning that is relevant, inna sam'a ma'nan qa'imun bis-sam'i la yasma'u minhu wa la yara, that hearing is something that is relevant to the one hearing only, even though he doesn't really hear anything nor does he see anything, in opposition to the speech, then you say it's possible that Allah will create sounds in the air which is heard. So then basically, if they say, well, they try to say that whatever Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard was in fact speech which Allah created in air,
And Musa heard the sound of that speech, but it wasn't the speech of Allah. That's what they're claiming.
فقلنا لكم لو خلق أصواتا في الهواء فسمعت لكان المسموع وصفا للهواء.
We say to you, if Allah had, if some sounds were created in mid-air and it was heard, then that which is heard becomes an attribute of the air, because it came from the air. It becomes an attribute of the air, which is sounds. It makes sounds.
وَهَذَا أَنْتُمْ بِأَنفُسِكُمْ لَا تَقُلُونُ.
And this is something that you yourself deny. You will not make such a claim.
فَكَيْفَ تُعِدُونَ الصِّفَ عَلَى غَيْرِ مَصُوفِهِ.
Then how is it that you are referring the attribute to other than the possessor of the attribute? How is it that you're saying that the speech of Allah is not His, even though it's a quality of Allah that He speaks, and you're referring the speech to something else, someone else, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's contradiction there. They're contradicting themselves.
وَهَذِهِ وُجُوهٌ أَرْبَعَ كُلُّهَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ الْقَوْلَ بِخَلْقِ الْقُرْآنِ بَاطِلٌ.
These are four angles with which we prove that the concept which is being propagated, or was propagated, continues to be propagated, that the Quran was created, is a false concept.
وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهُ إِلَّا إِبْطَالِ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي وَالْخَبَرُ وَالْاِسْتِخْبَارِ لَكَانَ ذَلِكَ كَافِيًا.
As we mentioned before, if the only thing, the only disadvantage we have in that is the fact that the command of Allah and His prohibition and the news which He gave us will become void, then that would have been sufficient to say that the Quran being created is unacceptable, because it makes the command of Allah and His prohibition a creation, something from the creation of Allah. It doesn't hold any water, it doesn't hold any value anymore, it's gone.
Al-Muhim, that was the elaboration on the first ayah.
Al-ayah al-thaniya, the second ayah, qawluhu
وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
In spite of the fact that a party of them used to hear the word of Allah, then they used to change knowingly. They used to change it knowingly after they understood it. Who are these? Who's being spoken about here? Can you guess? Wild guess. Who are known for hearing and knowing something and then twisting it around and trying to zigzag, get off track?
The
Jews. The Jews in particular. I mean, of course, the Christians, they follow their footsteps, but the originators of this kind of attitude are the Jews, right? They knew and they went against what they knew. And the Christians, in essence, are they're an offshoot from Judaism, because Jesus was a Jew, sent to the Jews, and of course they turned into a whole other religion. But in essence, they're related. So yeah, this is speaking of the Jews. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 75.
هذا في سياق قوله تعالى أفتطمعون أي يؤمنوا لكم.
This came in the context where Allah had said, so do you have hope that they shall believe? Do you have hope that they will believe? You know, after giving them da'wah, do you think these people will have the ability to believe? Then Allah mentioned that these people, a group of them, used to hear the speech of Allah, and they will know that this is the speech of Allah, and they will change it knowingly after they understood it. So you think they're going to believe? They will not believe, because they have the quality of disbelief. They have a quality of rejection. So this was concerning a group of them, of course. It doesn't mean you don't give them da'wah.
يعني لا تطمعوا لا تطمعوا أن يؤمنوا لكم أي اليهود.
Don't expect them to believe, the Jews. And in reality, I mean, look at what Allah had said in the Quran. It's amazing. Among those who embrace Islam, percentage-wise, the Jews are without a doubt the least. Perhaps there are more atheists and agnostics embracing Islam than Jews. Once in a blue moon, among every maybe 10,000 new Muslims, you will find a single Jew. It's not very common for them to become Muslims. Why? Because to them it is what? It is nationalism. It's tribalism. It's not a matter of religion anymore. They know, but like Judaism and being a Jewish individual or a male or female is a way of life, is a nationality. And so it doesn't matter now, you know, what truth you bring forth, whether their, you know, teachings have been abrogated by the Quran or not. This is irrelevant to them. It is inconceivable for them that one of them will leave his religion and become a Muslim. It's like, whoa. It's like something that is unacceptable to them. So that's why you find they're very, even though the closest in teachings, if you really want to be, you know, particular, are the Jews. Tawheed is more sound with them than it is with the Christians, right? Even though they made, you know, Allah personal to them and they attributed things that are not befitting His Majesty. But in terms of worship, you don't find the Jews really being obsessed with worshipping others with Allah as the Jews will be worshipping the Holy Ghost and the Holy Son and so on and so forth, and different saints. But, you know, the Jews are the Jews, man. And the brother was just speaking about them. They call them the brothers of the pigs and the monkeys. إِخْوَانُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. That's what it is. فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ عُلَمَاءُهُمْ. Rulers, this refers specifically upon to their scholars, a group of them, their scholars. It's the people who are, you know, the rabbis. Right, the rabbis. يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They hear the speech of Allah, or they hear the word of Allah. يُحْتَمَلْ أَنَّهُ يُرَادُ بِهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The Shaykh said, it is possible that what is intended is the Qur'an. That what they're hearing is the Qur'an. وَهُوَ ظَاهِرُ صَنِيعِ الْمُؤَلِّفِ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. And this is what appears to be the intent of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Because he quoted in this ayah, in the context of proving that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. So, but pay attention now. فَيَكُونُ دَلِيلًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. So it becomes an evidence that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah. So go back to the ayah. Do you assume that they will believe in what you have? Even though a group of them used to hear the speech of Allah, then they would change it knowingly after they understood it. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah quoted this ayah with the intent that what is intended by kalamullah in this ayah is the Qur'an. The one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting upon them. That one. وَيُحْتَمَلْ أَنْ يُرَادْ بِهِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لِمُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حين اختار موسى 70 رجلا لميقاتنا تعالى. Another possible intent here is that what is intended by the speech of Allah is the one that Allah addressed Musa with when he told him to come to meeting Allah along with 70 men from among his tribe, from among his people. فكلمه الله وهم يسمعون. So Allah spoke to him while they were listening, the 70 among his people. فَحَرَّفُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ هُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So they distorted and they changed the speech of Allah after they knew it and they understood it. وَلَمْ أَرَى الْإِحْتِمَالِ الْأَوَّلِ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ. And the Shaykh said, among all the tafasir which I've come across, I have not found a single one used in this ayah in the context of the Qur'an. That what was intended in this ayah as the kalamullah is the Qur'an. وَأَيِّنْ كَانْ, regardless of which one it is, ففيه إثبات أن كلام الله أن كلام الله بصوت مسموع. There is the proof and evidence that the speech of Allah has a sound and it is heard. It is heard by the people, those whom Allah spoke to. That is. والكلام صفة المتكلم. And speech is an attribute of the speaker. My speech, is it your attribute? Is it the attribute of the table? Whose attribute is it? Mine. My hand. Is it your attribute? Whose attribute it is? Mine. My hearing, my seeing. All these are coming from me, so they are my attributes. Right? And to Allah belongs the highest example. When Allah speaks about His hearing, His seeing, His knowing, His life, do we have any dispute that these are referring to Allah, these are some of His attributes? No. Isn't the speech the same? So this is what is being intended here. The same way we have to refer the attribute to the possessor of the attribute, the speech of Allah is an attribute which has to be referred to Allah. So it's one of His attributes. Can the attributes of Allah be created? No. So then the speech of Allah is not created. You see the logic behind it? So it's this kind of, you know, lines of reasoning which we try to bring on to the people who have misunderstandings.
على كل حال وليس شيئا بائنا من it's not something that is separate from Allah فوجب أن يكون القرآن كلام الله لا كلام غيره so it becomes compulsory that the Quran is the speech of Allah and not the speech of anyone else ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون يحرفونه أي يغيرون معناه يحرفونه meaning they twist the meaning they change the meaning وقوله من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون after they have understood it while they know knowingly after they understood it هذا أشد في قبح عملهم وجرأتهم على الله سبحانه وتعالى this is more severe in terms of their abhorrence of their behavior and their attitude against Allah this wicked attitude that they know and then they go afterwards and they change it أن يحرفوا الشيء من بعد ما عقلوه وصل إلى عقولهم وهم يعلمون أنهم محرفون له that they twist the meaning after they had understood it and they know that they understood it it reached their minds and then they know that they are also twisting it and changing the meaning this is as wicked as you can be لأن الذي يحرف المعنى عن جاهل أهون من الذي يحرفه بعد العقل والعلم because the one who distorted the meaning due to ignorance is in a better condition than the one who twists the meaning and changes it knowingly after having knowledge and understanding. The third ayah is in Surah Al-Fath, the conquest, verse 15. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ قُلْ لَن تَتَّبِعُونَ كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ They want to change Allah's words. Say to them, you shall not follow us. Such Allah has said before. Okay? Interesting. في هذه الآية إثبات أن القرآن كلام الله. In this ayah, there's the proof that the Quran is the speech of Allah. Why? لقوله يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. Because Allah said, that they said, they want to change the speech of Allah. They want to change the word of Allah. Say you will not follow us, such Allah has said before. الضمير يعود على الأعراب. The pronoun here is referring to the Arabs. Al-Arab, particularly the Bedouins. Those who were not very kind and civilized. And these were the majority who were among the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Among these Arab in particular. الذين قال الله لهم سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم The ones whom Allah said about in the Quran now this is important you'll see why the link they will say those who lag behind they will say when you go forth to receive the spoils of war they will so you may take it they will say Allow us to follow you. So Allah described them in the Quran. Those who lag behind, when you go to pick up or to get the spoils of war, they will say to you, Allow us to follow you. Allow us to follow you. فهؤلاء أن يرادوا أن يبدلوا كلام الله فيخرجوا مع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن الله تعالى إنما كتب المغانم لقوم معينين الذين غزوا في الحديبية وأما من تبعوه لأخذ الغنائم فقط فلا حق لهم فيها So these people wanted to change the speech of Allah because Allah had already said that they wanted to go out to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم so they may receive the spoils of war but Allah had said that this has been prescribed to a particular group of people in fact those who went to the battle of the Hudaybiyah the ghazwa of the Hudaybiyah so it was those whom Allah had specified the spoils of war to these people wanted to follow them and get a share of the spoils and they have no right to do so they have no right to do so وفي الآية أيضا إثبات القول لله تعالى لقوله كذلك قال الله من قبل In this ayah we can also prove the fact that Allah has a statement because it says here such Allah has said before said قال right قال said يقول says
or say, depending on whether it is the subject is singular or plural. You know, the subject verb agreement. Okay, I'm going back to grammar. I'll leave it alone.
على كل حال. So that was that. The fourth ayah, قوله وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ
Surah Al-Kahf, ya akhwan. How many years you've been reciting Surah Al-Kahf every Friday? If you haven't memorized it by now, it's not acceptable. I'm upset with you.
Sunnati.
Huh? Sunnati.
مِنْ كِتَابِ
رَبِّكَ. Did you read it from the book? لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا Surah Al-Kahf. Try to memorize it. Seriously. I mean, your brain has been programmed, by the way, to memorize the Quran. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ We have made the Quran easy to be remembered. Is there anyone willing to take on that task? Now, if you cannot become a hafiz, I understand. But something you recite every Friday, come on now. Come on now. I'm sure if you give it some, in 1 month, in 4 Fridays consecutively, you put the effort to memorize it, inshallah you will memorize it. And so then you'll start reading it and you keep the Quran with you. When you forget, you refer back to it. Right? So you will not be totally independent. It's like swimming. You're not ready to float on your own. So you can have one of them floaties, something that you can refer to. But you're able to do it. It will help you a lot, by the way. Because when you start memorizing Surah Al-Kahf, and it's large, mashallah, it's a few pages, maybe 7 to 8 pages. This will make it easy for you to memorize verses. If you're able to memorize a surah, then memorizing verses for da'wah purposes will become much easier. And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? If those giving da'wah cannot quote evidences accordingly, then our da'wah will be whack. You know, it'll be cheap. And we'll just talk, but no evidence. We need evidences. We need to have evidences memorized. Right? So inshaAllah ta'ala, Surah Al-Kahf, I don't know, you know, everybody should have it memorized. Now, and especially the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. Because if you want to be protected from Al-Masih Al-Dajjal, the false Messiah, then the Prophet ﷺ had said in the authentic narrations that memorizing either the first 10, in some narrations the first 10, in others the last 10, it will protect you from the Dajjal. Do you have them memorized? Don't answer me. Al-Ayah Rabi'ah, we mentioned that. قوله ما أوحي إليك عفوا I didn't read the English recite what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord I'm sorry recite what has been revealed to you from the book of your Lord none can change his words Surah Al-Kahf verse 27 قوله ما أوحي إليك عن القرآن statement of Allah واتلو ما أوحي إليك recite that which was revealed unto you what is it the Quran والوحي لا يكون إلا قولا وحي can only be an expression a verbal expression that is because expressions can be you know physical verbal expression it must be speech when we speak of revelation or inspiration the words of Allah now the Shaykh will deal with it I want you to memorize something very soon inshallah فهو إذن غير مخلوق so if revelation must be speech then it cannot be created because it's been revealed from Allah by Allah to Jibreel وقوله من كتاب ربك from the book of your Lord أضافه إليه سبحانه وتعالى he referred the book to himself كتاب ربك مثل بيت الله ناقة الله سيف الله who's سيف الله المسلول whose title or nickname was Sayfullah al-Maslul among the Sahaba. Khalid ibn al-Walid, barakallahu feek. Khalid ibn al-Walid, the hero. He was a kafir in the beginning, fighting against the Muslims in Uhud. He actually was the, remember the battle of Uhud when the Muslims were defeated? He was the, you know, Allah decreed, of course, but he was the main reason when some of the soldiers disobeyed the Prophet ﷺ and they did not remain where he told them to remain on that mountain and they thought the war was over. They ran to get the spoils. Khalid Mawlid saw the gap. He took over that particular location and that was a strategic location and the whole thing was turned upside down. Khalid, but then he became a Muslim and Allah opened up lands. So much so the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned in one of the battles that you know it was inspired onto him that many who died, Ja'far bin Abi Talib had died, radiallahu anhu, and then others died. Then he said, then the flag was picked up by Khalid bin Walid, Sayfullah, the sword of Allah. He is the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something found in the language, right? So here when we say Kitabullah, the book of Allah, then we understand in which context that is. لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ, because it is Allah who had spoken these words. This book, because Allah has spoken what is in the Qur'an. Every single word, you have to believe this, by the way. You can't be, you know, doubtful about this. Every word you read in the Qur'an, Allah has said it. So when Allah, when you read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah said that to Jibreel, and Jibreel said it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sometimes when you bring this to mind, it will have a huge effect on you when you read the Quran. When you read a particular ayah where Allah is admonishing you or reminding you, and you realize that this is your Lord speaking to you, His own statement, it has a whole other flavor, as opposed to just, you know, ritualism, just reading, going through the things without bringing this to mind. Because some of the ayat are very, you know, the reminder is so gentle, so subtle, so you know, it just makes you appreciate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way He's trying to bring us on to salvation. And we seem to be turning our backs and running the opposite direction. But Allah is calling us to guidance and to goodness. Obey Allah and His Messenger. No, I don't want. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهُ, Allah is telling you, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, I don't want. I like it this way. I want to do it this way. But this doesn't match with my style. But this is not according to the way I like. But Ishada. Where do we want to go? Allahu A'lam where we want to go, man. Listen, I'm saying, we're not going to become angels. We will disobey Allah, unfortunately, because of our weakness. But there's one thing: when you feel guilty, you feel bad, you're remorseful, you're regretful, you start talking to yourself about not being able to fulfill everything Allah wants you to fulfill, and when you simply don't care. I don't care what Allah and His Messenger said or say. What is important to me is what is pleasing to me. Even though Allah is speaking to them. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, follow me, the Prophet ﷺ, Allah will love you. And you know, Allah musta'an. You know, Allah musta'an. So we ask Allah to rectify our condition. طيب. أنزله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بواسطة جبريل الأمين عليه السلام. Allah had sent down this Quran upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم via جبريل. Peace be upon him. Or may Allah grant him peace. لا مبدل لكلماته, يعني لا أحد يبدل كلمات الله. There is none that can change his words, meaning no one can change the words of Allah. أما الله عز وجل, what about Allah? Can Allah change His words? This is a pop quiz. If you don't know, don't answer. Can Allah change His words? And don't look in the books here. Hi brother, you wanna try it again? The first one worked out. Can Allah change His words? Of course He can, man. فعالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, He does whatever He wills. Did He change His words? Yes. Weren't verses abrogated? Did not Allah reveal a particular ayah which was abrogated by Allah? So Allah may do that. He may change His own speech. He may remove an ayah which He had revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make it forgotten completely. In Surah Al-A'la, what does it say in the 4th or 5th verse? سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله. We shall recite upon you so you will not forget except what Allah wills. Meaning what Allah wills, He will forget. And something will be forget, it will not be part of the Quran. It's all part of the decree of Allah and the preservation of the Quran. Don't panic. And some people say, oh, you mean, you know, the Quran is not preserved? No, this is part of the preservation which Allah had you know, granted this particular book of His. So Allah changes His words by abrogating a particular ayah. The Shaykh will elaborate. فَيُبَدِّلُ آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً. Allah will replace an ayah with another one. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, as Allah said emphatically, clearly in the Quran, Surah An-Nahl verse 101,
وإذا بدلنا آية مكان آية والله أعلم بما ينزل قالوا إنما أنت مفتر بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
And if we substitute an ayah, if we change an ayah with another, and Allah knows best concerning that which He has sent down, they will say to you, you are only a forger. You are forging, you're lying, you're fabricating. But nay, most of them don't know. Most of them have no knowledge. This is why they make this claim. They accuse the Prophet ﷺ of changing. But it is Allah who is changing and the Prophet ﷺ who is conveying. You see what I'm saying?
وَقَوْلُهُ لَا مُبَدِّلِ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ يَشْمَلِ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ وَالشَّرْعِيَّةِ.
This is where you need to pay attention now. Well, you should pay attention the whole time. Come on, brother. I'm speaking to myself now. But now you should pay extra attention, because these are things I want you to memorize, inshallah. We have two kinds of kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two types of the words of Allah. Shari'iyya and kawniyya. Shari'iyya is legal directions from Allah, guidance, Quran and the Sunnah, so on and so forth. The divine law which we have, the Quran and the Sunnah and what follows that. And the kawniyya, which is if Allah will something. Kawniyya means universal. And when we say universal, we don't mean it is found in America and England and in Saudi Arabia. It's universal, as Universal Studios or something. When we say universal, meaning it has to do with the universe, that everything that Allah created, meaning the creation of Allah. So we have the legal speech and the universal speech. The legal speech is the Quran and the Sunnah, the divine law. The universal speech is the statement of Allah, where He said to the heavens, come. He spoke to the earth, as you know, Allah spoke to Jahannam. You know, it complained that it was eating itself up because of the extreme heat. So it asked Allah for the permission to get two breaths. So Allah allowed it to breathe twice a year. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is what you find when you find the most extreme heat and the extreme cold, it is from the breath of Jahannam. The coldest you find on a particular day of the year and the hottest you find on a particular day is from the breath of Jahannam. You believe. You don't impose your mind. How is Jahannam going to speak? How is the breathing going to affect us? This is all called intellect. And with all due respect to all of us with our intellect, none of us will be able to comprehend the things which Allah had revealed in the ultimate sense. They are parts which you have to submit. You have to believe. Sami'na wa ata'na. If you're able to understand, barakallahu feek. If you can't understand, don't reject. Don't say, well, because you will find, and just today I was reading. You know, I was sitting with the brothers in the school, and they started speaking about a particular individual, whom one of the people were praising. So he was waiting for me to praise him, and I was just quiet, right? Because I know this person of being a little off the track in terms of aqidah and otherwise. I've read some things about him. So I wasn't very excited about this individual. And the brother said, you must read his book. I said, yeah, Shaykh Malish, I prefer to read, but I don't have much time to read books. And if I have time to read books, there are many more important books which are from sound scholars that I would prefer to read over reading someone who's got things mixed up. For me to read and try to find out what is good so I can take it, what is bad so I can leave it alone. I don't have time for this, akhi. But anyways, he was suggesting that I read the books. So I went back to my office and I made a research about this particular individual whom they were speaking about to see, you know, what his belief system was. Because I remember there was some criticism against him from the ulama. And then I came to find that he was described by another so-called sheikh, which is just as weird as he was. And he was describing him in his passage as the following. He was Ash'ari in Aqidah. Sufi in his heart. He was able to bring a relation. Listen now, he's praising him. He was able to bring a relation between the textual evidence and the intellect. So he rejected the following narrations of Sahih Bukhari because they don't make sense. And this is he's praising the Sheikh. He says, this is the Sheikh. He wasn't frozen minded, you know, like a dummy. He only needs never revelation, he believes. No, no, no. If his mind didn't agree with the revelation, even if it's in Bukhari, khalli walli. These are the people, man. feeble-minded people. Because their silly brain cannot comprehend something, they say, khalas. No, this cannot be from Allah. How is the Jahannam going to speak? Have you ever seen Jahannam speaking? Have you ever seen a chair speak? So because their mind cannot comprehend that, so they deny. They say there's no such thing. Even though Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمْ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. On the day when you say to Jahannam, are you filled? And he will say, is there any more? Jahannam, تقول. But they say, no. So they deny in the Quran. And they deny in the Sunnah. Because their intellect tells them to do so. So be careful of philosophy. If I say something which you don't understand, accuse your intellect. But don't accuse Allah and His Messenger of saying incorrect information. Especially if it's authentic. Not especially, if it is authentic, that is. طيب جميل. So these are the two kinds of kalam. Can anyone repeat them, please?
Shari'iyah.
Jameel. Jameel. What is the definition of Shari'iyah? The words of Allah, the two types. So Shari'iyah means? Kawniyah. Which is kun fayakun. Be and it is. Yeah, you could say that. طيب جميل. إذن أما الشيخ said أما الكونية فلا يستثنى منها شيء. Now none can change the words of Allah, be it the universal or the legal. The Shaykh said, as for the universal, there is no exception to that. لا يمكن لأحد أن يبدل كلمات الله الكونية. No one can change the universal words of Allah. No one. إذا قضى الله على شخص بالموت ما استطاع أحد أن يبدل ذلك. If Allah had decreed, if He commands the angel of death to take the soul of a particular individual, is there anyone who can change that? Even if you bring all the doctors in the world, the most successful group of doctors come from all the countries to aid a patient whom Allah has decreed shall die, they will be able to do absolutely nothing. That no one can change. وَإِذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْفَقْرِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ أَحَدًا يُبَدِّلَ ذَلِكَ. If Allah decreed that you will be poor, poverty shall afflict you. No one will be able to change that. إِذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِالْجُرْبِ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ أَحَدًا يُبَدِّلَ ذَلِكَ. If there's drought, no one will be able to change that. So this is all strictly Allah's. وَكُلُّ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ الَّتِي تَحْدُثُ فِي الْكَوْنِ فَإِنَّهَا بِقَوْلِهِ. All of these things which happen in the universe are per the statement of Allah. Right? لقوله تعالى إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily his affair is when he wants something, when he intends something, he says to the thing be and it is. So these consecutive earthquakes, have you seen these, the series of earthquakes we have been having in the recent times? It's amazing. Every other day, Turkey recently, Turkey, there was an earthquake in Turkey 2 days ago, and there were some death tolls around 200 or something. I don't know if it increased now. And Chile was hit again with three aftershocks. 6.0 magnitude, 6.5 and 6.7. Pretty shaky. And so, Allah commands the earth to shake. This is a reminder. This is a warning from Allah. These people, they live like animals. You know, in these countries, especially the Christians over there, A'udhu Billah. Look at the videos. If you see the CNN videos or otherwise, look at the news. Look at the way the women are dressed. You will not find a single woman who has anything covered. The longest shirt is up to here. And the longest shorts are up to here. And this is how they're walking around. And you don't ask about fornication and adultery and all the corruption, drugs being smoked. What do you expect? So these people are their punishment is pending. And Allah reminds them, maybe some will return. If they don't, then you know, Allah will do what Allah knows is befitting. If He may postpone it till the day of judgment, but the idea is, these earthquakes don't happen by Mother Nature, right? As the kuffar claim. Mother Nature did this. Mother Nature doesn't know any Mother Nature. It's Allah is the one who does it, man. Nature carries out Allah's command. Hey, أما الكلمات الشرعية. As for the legal statements, can they be changed?
Yes, they can be changed.
How?
By a different legal, it's only legal.
Like the law for drinking.
Uh-huh.
Change, yeah.
Drinking?
Yeah,
or drinking wine?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm drinking right now, brother. What what law is saying? Okay, mashallah. Now, طيب جيد. The Sheikh has another view also. He said, أما الكلمات الشرعية, as for the legal words of Allah, فإنها قد تبدل من قبل أهل الكفر والنفاق. It may be actually changed by the people of disbelief and the hypocrites and the people of hypocrisy. فيبدلون الكلمات. They will twist the meaning. إما بالمعنى, with the meaning, through the meaning. وأما باللفظ إن استطاعوا, or even the word if they're able to do so, but they cannot do the word. They cannot change the word because Allah has protected that. But in terms of the meaning, have you not heard some of these silly Christians who came and said that the Quran teaches Trinity? Have you heard this before? They were asked why. They said, look, all of the verses where, you know, Allah speaks about Himself in the plural. We have sent down. So we said, we, this is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Ah, very funny. Now they're changing the meaning. And they may do this to a few ignorant people who don't know any better until a Muslim clarifies the misconception. But so they're able to do that, right? So, but can they change the word? They cannot change the word. The Quran is preserved. Excuse me. Al-Ayah al-Khamisa, قَوْلُهُ إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَقُصُّ عَفْوًا وَفِي قَوْلِ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ دَلِيلَ عَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. أن القرآن كلام الله تعالى. And in the statement of Allah, كلماته, لكلماته, changing His words is an evidence that the Quran is the speech of Allah, because Allah referred it to Himself. كلمات الله, كلماته, the ha, the pronoun here is in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like His words. And His, then the pronoun, it plays the role of the noun, right? Same thing. If it's singular, anyways. الآية الخامسة, the fifth ayah. إن هذا القرآن يقص على بني إسرائيل أكثر الذي هم فيه يختلفون. Verily, this Quran narrates unto the children of Israel most of that in which they differ. Okay, this is Surah Al-Naml, verse 76. الشاهد قوله, the point of evidence here is the statement of Allah, يقص, narrates. والقصص لا يكون إلا قولا. Narrations or stories must be statements. They must be statements. فإذا كان القرآن هو الذي يقص فهو كلام الله. If the Quran is the one narrating, so it must be the speech of Allah. لأن الله تعالى هو الذي قص هذه القصص, because it is Allah who narrates these narrations. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. This is in Surah Yusuf, the beginning of Surah Yusuf. Verily we recite or narrate unto you the best of narrations and that which we have revealed unto you in the Quran, this Quran. And then Allah narrated the story of Yusuf, Joseph عليه الصلاة والسلام. وحينئذٍ يكون القرآن كلام الله. Then we conclude that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this actually concludes the element of proving that the Quran, who remembers the definition of the Quran?
Speech of Allah.
In Arabic.
إن القرآن تنزل.
First.
غير مخلوق.
First. كلام الله.
الله تنزل غير مخلوق منه بدا وإليه يعود.
English now. Please. The English.
Quran, really, the Quran is the speech of Allah, not created. And came down and came from Him and it will return to Him.
Okay. Chinese. Gotcha. I didn't expect you to know that one. But anyways, that's good. You know, you need to memorize. Jazakallahu khairan. I'm glad that you have done so. So that this whole discussion was what? The Quran being the speech of Allah and uncreated, right? It is not created. Now, the next topic, which we will do inshallah next week, is munazzal, proving that the Quran was sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the verses that are relevant to this particular belief system. And believe it or not, we are almost done with the first half of the book, which deals with the verses dealing with the names and attributes, and we'll be dealing with the looking or seeing Allah, the belief of Ahlus-Sunnah Jama'ah concerning seeing Allah. Then we'll be jumping to the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we'll deal with the narrations now that prove the same things which we had proven according to the Quran, which is very, very interesting, inshallah. So with this, we conclude this session. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.